Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Hundreds of members of the South African Police Services have failed their gun competency assessments over the last few years, performing even worse in maintenance assessments. Responding in a written parliamentary Q&A, Police Minister Bheki Tele provided the data for the number of police officers who failed their assessments from the 2011 financial year to date. The figures represent the number of officers who are not yet competent in the use and maintenance of handguns, rifles, shotguns, and the legal principles of owning and using a firearm. Very concerning indeed. We wanted to catch up with Gideon Joubert. He's the founder and editor of Apparatus. He's a board member of the Guns Owners of South Africa. Gideon, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Howard, good morning to you and the listeners. It's always a pleasure to be here and speak to you.
So tell us about what does it actually mean? In terms of these numbers with regard to SAPS?
So basically what this means is there's several unit standards that have very clearly published outcome criteria for a competent grading to be given to any sort of applicant, whether it's competent or not yet competent. So what not yet competent means is that those officers in question could not demonstrate to a satisfactory degree that they could perform the tasks as stipulated by that unit standard, whether we're talking here about safe handling or accuracy with regards to the marksmanship test or the disassembly, reassembly, cleaning and maintenance of their guns. And the legal one is particularly concerning because the legal aspects to the use of a firearm would be very sort of significant ones regarding when you would be justified to use that in the defense of life, either personally or that of the private third party. So that's the natural version of it. I think something we mustn't forget is that a few years ago, the qualification shoot sort of how regularly it was done was changed from once every year to, I think it's now been bumped to once every 5 years only. And members of the private security industry must put their gun carrying employees through what we call a Regulation 21 qualification shoot on an annual basis for that person to be allowed to carry on carrying or using a firearm as part of their duties. So there's very much a widening of the gulf there, which is concerning.
Is there an attempt to improve the standard? Because it's extremely concerning that the police force doesn't have a decent enough standard.
That is indeed a worry, and I think what we should be focusing on is raising standards and getting them up far higher. The specialized units in the police, and you'll refer to the National Intervention Unit and the Special Task Force, they have separate standards that are far, far higher than the average station-level police officers. But what we've seen is an erosion of the standards of the station-level police officer, one performing visible policing duties. And what's particularly concerning about that, as you and I, as ordinary members of the public, have a far, far, far greater chance of encountering VisPol officer than we ever do of having to encounter an NIU or Special Task Force officer in the course of our lives. So these are the people that are out there every day. They're performing visible policing duties. They're interacting with members of the public. Their firearm skills with their sidearms should be at the top quality level. And unfortunately, we're not seeing a commitment from neither the Minister of Police nor the SAPs themselves. And silly excuses like budget cuts are used to justify these rather atrocious decisions.
Are we seeing, you know, when we look at the criticism around Bheki Tele, it's coming from every single direction. I don't think there doesn't seem to be an area where we can say he's doing a particularly good job. And yet somehow he still remains in the position. What's your thought?
Well, it's quite clear to me, but then again, this is my own personal opinion, that there is some political reason, and that's the only reason he is there and I is not gotten rid of, which isn't much of a consolation at all, because that means that the president and the way in which he populates his cabinet is far more interested in sort of internal ANC party politics and they've got anything to do with what is good for the Republic and its citizens, especially in such a key and critical portfolio as policing.
You're involved in training and training people to be competent in terms of firearms. What are you seeing in terms of standards that are coming through? Are you in contact with the police? Is there a willingness to improve? What's your observation on the ground?
So from the normal police officer on the ground, there is very much a desire to improve, and many of them that I'm coming into contact with. But bear in mind, this is also a bit of a loaded response, because I only come into contact with those that actually do reach out. And they spend their own money in their private capacity to seek further training and to keep themselves sharp skill set-wise in their own time. Mm-hmm. And none of this is done by the police service themselves, which, yes, even in economies like the United States, there is a very high level of their own police officers training themselves in their off time, but equally they have massive training budgets. So it's really a matter of excelling and pushing for excellence there rather than just pushing for a base level of competency. And I think that is the problem we've got here, is the service itself from their side is not striving towards an excellent standard. They're striving to it's possibly good enough standard. And that is the part that's concerning. It's heartening to see individual officers trying to rectify it, but it's also quite tragic, because this is not something that should be their responsibility to shoulder alone. Those of them that actually do take it seriously.
The morale within the SAPS must be terribly low at the moment.
It is terrible. I speak to various police officers from stations across the country, but especially in KZN, and most of them are reaching out to me specifically for advice as to how can they transition into the private sector, what options are there, where do they start, where do they begin. There was already a significant loss of quality human capital out of the service about a decade ago. And this is, I think, the last highly experienced officers that are becoming demoralized because of, amongst other reasons, the degree of criminal infiltration in the SAPs. And I've had guys come to me and say they hate going to work because they don't know who they can trust amongst their own colleagues in uniform pertaining investigations that they're busy doing and serious sort of organized crime elements in that the investigation involves. So that is an awful picture of the state of the SAPS, and that it is a very broken, dysfunctional and demoralized organ of state at this point.
Gideon Joubert, founder and editor of Apparatus, board member of Gun Owners of South Africa, talking to us about the level of competency within the SAPS. Very concerning indeed.